Angela, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you, Faith. Good to be here.
So before we dive into how much sugar we are actually consuming, why is sugar so harmful if we have too much of it?
Right, yeah, so sugar, it's kind of hidden everywhere. And what I talk about is I talk about the hidden sugars, or the free sugars, as we like to call them, not the natural sugars that you'll find occurring in fruits and vegetables, etc. So the body is really, really kind of tightly regulated, the blood glucose level. And so when we get excess sugar into the body, and it can sort of operate on something like about a teaspoon in the bloodstream at any one time, most of us are consuming a lot more than that without even knowing. But it spikes the insulin in the body. So when this happens, this is a hormone, insulin. It needs to go in and examine the sugar levels in the bloodstream. And if the sugar is too high, what it will do is it will take that sugar out of the bloodstream and store it into our fat cells, which is not what most of us want. And it's stored there for us to use for energy. But most of us are not really in starvation at any time, or not too many of us are running constant marathons. So often we don't tend to use or call for these stores. And this can lead to weight gain. So, and lots of other things that it can lead to, excess sugar. I don't know if you've been hearing, there's quite a lot of talk around fatty liver disease these days. And quite often that used to be something that we only heard about with someone who was an alcoholic. But these days it's non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And this is often driven by a diet that's high in sugar. That can then cause high blood pressure. We can go to cardiovascular disease, even dementia. So there's way too many reasons why a high sugar diet is not great for the body.
It's scary stuff. Could you tell us a little bit about that sugar movement?
Yeah, so that sugar movement, and hopefully everyone's seen the movie, that sugar film.
I've seen clips of it.
Okay, well, clips is good, and I often do talks around it with some clips in there. So, and there's a few scary ones, particularly the dentist scene. If you watch that one, that will definitely, for younger children, definitely put you off sugar for life. But so that sugar movement. So I'm an ambassador for that sugar film, and have been doing that now for about 3 years. And really, that sugar movement came about as a result of that sugar film. There's a lot of need from the communities for more nutritional literature and support and how to get off sugar and recipes, etc. So that sugar movement was set up. It is a profit-for-purpose organisation, and really it's about just trying to help drive healthy lifestyles, better public health outcomes, and policy change. You know, when we talk about labelling on food, which is a big challenge. So that sugar movement is there to help work through these, and it was really all about the success of the sugar film. So it was around 2015, and it's running a few campaigns at the moment. One is right now. We're in June, and the campaign running is 6 spoons in June. So I don't know if we've heard about that one. It's, 6 teaspoons may sound like a lot to some people, but clearly in that sugar film with Damon Gamo, he experiments on his body to consume 40 teaspoons of sugar a day. And at that time, it wasn't unreasonable for somebody to be consuming that amount of sugar, because the trick here, again, it was hidden sugars. In foods we didn't perceive, foods that we perceive to be healthy, in fact. And often if you look at foods that are low fat, the fat is removed and what's replaced with it is sugar.
And so these days then, how much sugar are Australians consuming on average?
Right, okay, so it has improved, which is great news.
Good.
So let's hope that some of these messages are out there. It's around now, around 14 teaspoons a day.
Oof.
Now, the recommended daily intake, which is set by the World Health Organization, is 6 teaspoons a day. So if we think 14, we're still around 3 times the recommended daily intake.
Yeah, that is way too
much. And the other thing is teenagers. You know, we throw soft drinks or energy drinks in there. Teenagers are still right up there and probably over 30 teaspoons a day, which can be six times the recommended daily intake.
And so how can we go about reducing our sugar intake down to the six spoons?
Yeah, okay. So starting with some simple things, you know. If you have sugar in your tea or coffee, that's a really great place to start. And, you know, I was a 2 teaspoons of sugar cup of tea girl myself. So, you know, I swapped to 1 for a little while. Then I swapped to 1/2 and then it was 9. And if you're having, you know, 2 or 3 cups a day, bang, it's very, you know, you can really quickly get your recommended daily intake and above. So starting with something like that, if soft drinks are a part of your diet, I'd highly recommend you try your best to reduce and eventually remove or swap these out. You know, just if it's the bubbles that is the thing that you crave, you know, just swapping it out for something like sparkling mineral water. You can always add some nice berries and lime and herbs and things into that to make it feel interesting. But they're two really big ones that can make a huge dent in the amount of sugar you're having per day. And the other one I would say to add in there is sugary breakfast cereals. Mm. So you know, there's aisles and aisles of these in supermarkets and they all have sugar in them. And when we look at the other thing is to look at the servings that the manufacturer will recommend. You know, often it's something like about 45 grams for a serving of breakfast cereal. Now, I don't know too many men that would have a serving size that small. So, yeah, so if the cereal says it has, you know, say a teaspoon of sugar per serve and you're having 2 to 2.5, you know, it very quickly adds up.
Well, Angela, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure.